I grew up a Catholic, and as any Catholic growing up, I'm sure you heard things like almsgiving preached from the pulpit regularly. But what I often didn't really see growing up was how the various parts of our faith fit together. And one of the problems that we often have when it comes to almsgiving is we really disconnect it from other aspects of our faith, and in so doing, we don't really understand the inner logic of almsgiving. There are lots of aspects of our faith like this. When I grew up, we would sing in Latin at Mass some of the prayers, right? Agnus Dei, Dona Nobis Pacem, we would sing. I had a friend who went to Catholic elementary school who misunderstood that prayer. She thought they were saying, Agnus Dei, Lamb of God, don't you know he's watching? Heard it over and over again every Sunday. Don't you know he's watching? In fact, there are all kinds of features of our Catholic faith that are common to us, but we don't actually think much about it. For example, when we go to celebrate the Eucharist, we refer to it as the celebration of the Mass. Have you ever thought to ask yourself, why do we call it the Mass? That doesn't sound like something I want to celebrate. It sounds like something I want surgically removed from my body. The Mass, why do we call it that? All right. There are lots of aspects of our faith, and of course we call it the Mass from the Latin word missio, really mission, right? At the end of the Mass, etiam missa est. But there are so many aspects of our faith we don't really connect, and for me, I think, for most of my life, almsgiving was like that. It was something that I ought to do, something that I really should do. There's a lot of guilt around almsgiving. It's only been in recent years that I've really thought more about what is involved with this. And there are some scholars who have done some great work, and I want to acknowledge their work here. Gary Anderson, who is an Old Testament scholar, teaches at Notre Dame, and Nathan Eubank, who also teaches at Notre Dame, is a New Testament scholar. He's written much about this. I'm going to be drawing from their work here. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says this, and this is on your handout at the top of the page. The Catechism says this: the interior penance of the Christian can be expressed in many and various ways. Scripture and the Fathers insist above all on three forms: fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, and it cites here Tobit 12 and the Sermon on the Mount, which express conversion in relation to oneself, to God, and to others. Above all other forms of penance are these three: fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. Now, I'd love to talk about fasting and prayer, but we don't have all day. So I'm going to focus here on almsgiving, especially because it's Giving Tuesday. And one of the things I want to highlight is something that I didn't realize until relatively recently. And that is that almsgiving is closely linked to the inner logic of salvation in Scripture. One of the terms that we use for salvation, I'm sure you've heard it a million times, it's like Mass or Dona Nobis Pacem, is redemption.